Akhmatova. That's right. Now I remember. I was on the beach looking at Haystack Rock, putting my finger into the mouths of sea anemones. Their tentacles sweeping over my knuckles, I was whispering the word brother to one and the word sister to the other, though maybe they were both. I wanted to be close to another species. I had been reading about the dark windows Akhmatova looked through to see if her son had been let out of prison. As I walked around the shallow pools, feeling like I had done a good job being myself, I heard my third grade teacher whisper into my ear, "What's wrong with you? You want to be stupid your whole life?" She was a nun and wore, I imagined, a rosary of barbed wire underneath her white blouse. No matter how long I put my finger into the natural world, no matter how often I mistake the flies above the trash for stars, Akhmatova's son will still be chained against the wall. The sea will still push against the rock, and a part of me will be sitting near a window in homeroom, my head lowered, my skeleton warm inside my body, my brothers and sisters alive in the salty pools of the world.
How does that come better than the first one?